Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Happy Monday!
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Is that really a thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, why not? Okay. I mean, you can make it a happy. Here's the thing. You can make anything happy if you want. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? If you want to make
Look
it a crappy
you.
Monday, then go ahead. Be Debbie Downer. But if you want to make it great, let's freaking make it great, bro.
All right, let's make it great.
Let's make it great. You like that, Sarah?
Yeah, yeah. All
Today right. is what it was formerly known as Columbus Day. It's important
right.
to point out.
We got some people off, huh?
Do we know what we're calling it today?
Indigenous People Day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Look
yeah,
at
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Alex, she just said it. Now you say it.
Indigenous people?
Wow.
What?
Okay.
But I'm making Monday
yes,
great.
Yes, you are making Monday.
So far, but the wheels will fall off soon.
So what are we supposed to be doing today? We're supposed to be recognizing the sacrifices that indigenous people, we have really upset the indigenous people. In other words, like we came in and just, they were here and then I'm trying to make sure that I sound stupid, but I want to make sure I get this right. So they were here. We came in. We kind of took over everything. Then our country is like, hey, you know, we feel bad that we were such jerks to you. So we're going to give you a bunch of land that you could turn into like bingo and casinos. And then you just keep that. And then we're recognizing them with today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Are you sure about that, Sarah? Are you just going
She's
along
just
with
agreeing.
It?
I mean, I'm agreeing with you, but it sounds right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, right. yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right. We have no idea what we're trying to say, right? Okay. Good. Well,
no,
hello.
I mean, that's right. That's exactly
yeah.
what today is about.
I mean,
a national holiday.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Some people off, some people working. We working.
See, I'm learning a little bit every day. We're always learning. We're learning about things. And let me tell you, last week I learned uh-huh. something that just blew my mind about a
really?
Popular chain restaurant in South Austin. And I can't wait to share it with you. TIL, Today I Learned, coming up right after Louis Capaldi on Mix. Every once in a while, we discover something that we're so excited to share. And today is one of those days. The segment is called TIL, or Today I Learned.
I want to learn things.
Before I tell you what I learned, let me just preface it by saying after last week, I scoffed at the idea of going to Texas Roadhouse. I was like, not going to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Bro, it's just because you're bougie and you have a finer palate than all of us.
Well,
nothing wrong with Texas Roadhouse.
I mean, look, I grew up on chain restaurants. I just, as I've gotten Developed. To be an adult...
Grown a palate.
You could just say as you've gotten older because you've been there so much, you want to experience other things and you don't need to go back to the chains.
Well, two things.
I judge the quality of the meat.
I like to support local yep. over chains.
Amen.
Although I still go to chains, I would prefer to go somewhere local. Okay.
If too many people like it, I can't like it. If there's
That's
so
funny.
Many restaurants and so many people go because they like it so much that they've built 40 restaurants.
Don't forget locals work at chains, though.
And that is why I still go there. But if you really want my support, then go work at a local restaurant. Anyway, yes, I am a little bougie when it comes to eating at fine establishments. That's always my preference. However, my mom is one of those that just likes to keep it simple and always has. So I said, all right, I'm going to take my mom to lunch.
Aww.
Where we're going going to go. We're going to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Because that's what my mom likes. What I've been able to do is give up what I like in order to make her happy. Trust me.
Oh,
it's been a struggle.
Wow.
Make mama happy.
What, you know what that's called? Compromise, Booker.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm compromising.
Good for you, man. I'm happy, man. That's good.
So we meet at the Texas Roadhouse at South Park Meadows, and we're sitting in the parking lot, and I see people going in and kind of getting rejected. Mm. And then I notice on the sign that they're not open for lunch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, like, yeah, they forgot their masks.
No, there were employees there at 11 o'clock, but they don't open until 3. So apparently there's a lot of prepping to get done, or they have to clean up the peanuts off the floor. I don't know.
That was the case. Wow.
They're only open for lunch on the weekends. But this is not what I learned. What I learned was, after doing a little investigation about Texas Roadhouse, that quite some time ago, our own Willie Nelson kind of partnered up with Texas Roadhouse to be a sort of spokesman across the country.
Oh, that's cool.
So he does a lot of stuff for them to help promote the brand Texas Roadhouse, obviously, being a Texas boy and all.
Mm-hmm. Don't hate.
But here's where it really gets cool. Above the door, and the reason I started investigating all this, is because of the sign that says Willie Nelson, owner. And I thought, what? My mom says, I didn't know Willie Nelson owned this. I'm like, I'm sure that's a joke. That's not true.
That's just the decor for the endorsement, right?
Then I found out that Willie Nelson is a spokesperson for Texas Roadhouse and teams up with him for promotions and stuff. But the Texas Roadhouse in South Austin at South Park Meadows, he owns
it?
Yeah.
So?
Just that one.
Are you team Texas Roadhouse?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. I just have to figure out a time that I could go back at 3. I want to learn things. The Texas Roadhouse down south in South Park Meadows is owned by Willie Nelson.
That's awesome.
It's now good enough for you to go to.
It really is.
Oh, my.
If you buy something and it doesn't work out exactly like you had hoped, or if you go somewhere and it's just not exactly what you had expected, here is my advice. Say something, because if you don't say something, it's never going to get fixed.
That happened to me. I never say anything, and I said something because there was bad service, and I got 3 free glasses of wine over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that right there is a perfect example of good people wanting to make it right. If it's a great business or if it's good people in charge, they're going to do whatever it takes to make it right. If they don't, then you know that they're pretty and you probably never want to do business with them again.
And the key is being nice, not being an a-hole to them.
That's exactly right. The key is being nice. And if you present your complaint or frustration or mishap in such a way that they find pity on, then oftentimes you'll get rewarded for it.
3 glasses of wine like Sarah.
Case in point. Heck, let me tell you what happened. I just moved into a new when I'm just trying to get everything right from the start. And I had, over the course of time, a hodgepodge of dishes. I had a couple of this color, a couple of that color, a couple of this color. And I just decided, my wife and I, that we were just going to keep it clean. So I ordered a 46-piece set from Macy's, and it was just straight white and super clean.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted a brand new dish set. It was time.
46 pieces, man.
Long overdue. But it was some things in there that I really didn't need. All right, so anyway, it comes in. I start unpacking the dishes, and I notice that 2 of the things that I don't really need are cups that I'm probably never going to use. One is chipped, and the other one is broken, which, ironic, I did a lot of research on it. They're like, I've had my such-and-such dish set for 42 years, and it's never broken. And, you know, I get it. It's broken.
Yeah.
I've had it for an hour and it's already broken.
They make you feel dumb.
So I finally call Macy's after kind of dilly-dallying for a while. I was like, yeah, I guess I should probably give them a call. I was like, yeah, I just got this dish set and I have one little cup that's chipped and another one that's broken. They're like, oh, we're so sorry to hear that. I'm like, do. Oh, I'm very sorry, Mr. Booker, but that is no longer available.
Oh, no.
So we're going to go ahead and place a full refund onto the card you purchased. I'm like, wait, what? Let me just understand this for a second. You're going to refund me for the entire purchase?
Because
the whole time I'm thinking, I hope they don't ask me to send it back because right. I just unpacked every single dish.
Well, if they refund you, you're going to have to send it back. They want it back and you have to buy a new whole set of a different kind.
Well, that's what I thought. She's like, don't worry about sending it back. We'll just refund the price to your card. Basically, by me saying that, Sarah, that's not the point of the story. The point
yes,
is, what I'm saying is the fact that I called and said, hey, you know, this came in, it was a little chipped, it was a little damaged. Two things that I'm probably not going to use anyway.
Yeah.
They refunded the whole thing. I got a free dish set from Macy's.
Huh?
How
what?
About a little hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Bro.
Hallelujah. Booker Alex and Sarah. Hallelujah.
I need to know monetary terms. Are we talking $50 or are we talking like $300?
It was free.
That's not the point. The point is my dishes are free. You know what? The dishes you're never going to see because you're going to be too busy judging how much it costs.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Admittedly, I am not a Cowboys fan, but it broke my heart to see what happened to Dak Prescott yesterday during the game. He, in case you haven't heard, rolled his ankle severely while being tackled by Giants safety in the third quarter of the game that the Cowboys actually ended up pulling out as a 37-34 victory at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, rolled the ankle is using it lightly. I mean, bone was broken through the skin.
Yeah, exactly.
It was bad.
You're like Tony Romo that said during the game, I hope it's a cramp.
I mean,
as he's holding his leg and his bone is like sticking out of his sock.
When you have to be carted off the field, it's going to be more than a cramp.
Oh, bro, it was awful.
It was the worst seeing Dak cry with the towel in his mouth and all the guys coming up to him. My friend posted the weirdest thing. She says, this has been a surreal year. And that Dak injury was a surreal moment in the NFL. She reposted this. She didn't write this. Tony Romo, who was replaced by Dak due to injury, broadcasting during Dak's gruesome injury as Dak's former coach and current coach meet from opposite sidelines due to their shared love for Dak.
Some hope. Did you guys see, like, late yesterday, Dak's brother posted a photo of Dak and him in the hospital and Dak smiling?
Yes.
I was like, oh, I felt so much better. Again, even if you're not the biggest Cowboys fan, when you see that, you just feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it was very nice. He said, God is good. He'll be back stronger than ever. I guarantee it. Let's go, Dak. Continue to walk by faith, and I'll make sure you continue to fight.
Mm.
Here's the irony in all of this. So Alex Smith 2 years ago was injured so badly during a game, and if you watch the 30 for 30, it's really one of the most amazing ones I've ever seen. He wasn't even expected to walk, let alone play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And he played in his first game since 2018 yesterday.
Crazy. Again, 2020 is just
weird. Unreal, yeah.
Wow.
On not so bright news, what started off as a disaster ended up being the most exciting and highest scoring game in the 116-year history of the Red River Showdown.
Mm.
Texas OU, was that not one of the most exciting games you have ever seen?
It was, but it was so sad kind of seeing like the fairgrounds closed.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh my gosh, it didn't seem like it. And then if you knew someone that went to the game, don't talk to them or be near them because there was no social distancing whatsoever there.
In four overtimes, OU ended up winning the game 34-27.
Man, I'm seeing a lot of these, like, flights to nowhere, like, posted and, like, becoming very popular. Like, for instance, Qantas Airlines, they're doing a flight to nowhere, like, just cruising over Australia for, like, 7 hours and then taking off and landing, like, in the same place because people just want to get out and fly. And at the end of the day, airlines want to make some money. It's like a last-ditch effort. Natural Light is stepping in, y'all. This is so cool, especially if you had your plans canceled for this year. They're doing a contest where you and three friends could fly on the Natty Light private jet. Literally, like, you're going to be taking off from the same airport, flying up at 30,000 feet for a couple hours, and then landing back down. It's valued at about $25,000. So it's just a cool promotion and just gets you out, and it gets you, like, feeling baller because you're in your own private jet. Here's how you enter. You tell Natural Light what you would name your own jet by using the hashtag Natural Flight and hashtag contest. You can get more by texting trending to 51993.
Why the hell would I go through all the hassle,
dude,
of driving to the airport and going through TSA to get on a flight that's not going to take me anywhere?
Bro, private jet, man.
That sounds ridiculous.
Fun fact, Dollar General has more stores than McDonald's and Starbucks. But you never think about it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So they're about to expand even more with a new higher-end shop targeting higher-end shoppers. It's called Pop Shelf, and they're going to sell stuff for around $5.
I mean,
so basically, if you don't want to go buy things for a dollar, you now have the option to spend $5. They're opening their first two stores in Nashville soon, and they're going to open up another 30 around the country by the end of next year. But I'm sure if it goes well, they're just going to explode because they open stores.
Interesting. I love going to dollar stores or Dollar General or just places because it's like if you find something awesome, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's so cheap, it's like you just feel like the man. No one else shops there but me.
I go there for like crafts and napkins and like anything in the summer, like water related.
Oh, yeah.
Floaties and stuff.
That's
you mean?
Cool. Yeah. Like blow ups. All right.
For all these stories and more, text trending to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Don't forget, you can always listen to us on the radio.com app anywhere.
His current record is 1,497 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Daniel. Daniel lives in Pflugerville. He makes a commute to San Antonio where he works for a window company. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
Bro.
Good.
Did I hear that right? You commute from Pflugerville to San Antonio?
I commute from Pflugerville to Buda, hop in a work truck, and then I go everywhere from San Antonio to Waco.
Man.
So I listen to you guys every morning.
Love it.
I mean, you hear the whole show.
That's great.
That's insane.
Multiple times sometimes.
Man, I'm going to have you pick up some Mexican food in San Antonio. There's a great place I love out there. Then just meet us in Westlake on your way back.
Oh, wait, they have Mexican food in San Antonio?
Well, they have it here, if you didn't know. But they have it. There's a place I love in San Antonio called Taco Tote. It's so good.
Well, here we go, man. We're going to play Can't Beat Booker. Thank you so much for having us on, bro.
Yeah, man.
Good luck to you. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. Daniel, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck. Okay.
Question number 1. Josh Hutcherson is 28 years old today. He played PETA in what movie?
The Hunger Games.
Hugh Jackman is 52, and he is Wolverine. But what is Wolverine's, like, human name? Wolverine is his code name.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
What is Wolverine's other name, like, the human name? There was a movie called this as well.
Oh, his human name is Logan.
Mindy Kaling had another baby. We had no idea she was pregnant. No one knew. Then she had a baby. So congratulations. She worked with Oprah on what children's movie?
Ooh. Can you repeat the person's first name?
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling. I'm not sure. I'm going to pass on that one.
All right. Space Mountain is being turned into a movie. No word on the plot yet, but it'll be a family adventure. Space Mountain is a ride at what theme park? It's an easy question.
Disney World.
And finally, Dancing with the Stars is back tonight, 7 o'clock on ABC. It is 80s night. Who is the host this year?
I have no idea. I do not watch Dancing with the Stars.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, I'm ready.
Do it.
All right, he got 3 right.
Nice. Nice, Daniel. Nice.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Josh Hutcherson is 28 years old today. He played PETA in what movie?
Oh, The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman is 52, and he is Wolverine. But what is Wolverine's human name? There was a movie called this as well.
Logan?
Yep, it's James Logan Howlett, but Logan is the official name. Mindy Kaling had a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, she was pregnant. She now has 2 kids.
Yeah,
no one
I saw
knows.
That over
Total
the weekend.
Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she worked with Oprah in what children's movie?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I remember hearing about it, and I want to, not to be confused with The Color Purple, but I thought there was like a color in it. Something, the blue tree or something. I have no idea.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, yeah, nothing to do with the color. Yeah.
Nope.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Bro.
Wrinkle in Time.
Hey, it's all good, man. I had no clue.
Space Mountain is being turned into a movie. No word on the plot yet, but it'll be a family adventure. It's a ride at what theme park, Space Mountain?
Well, I always get Disneyland and Disney World confused, but I imagine Space Mountain's in both of them, so I'm going to go with Disneyland?
Yep, both of them work.
Okay. Which one is in California?
Finally,
that's Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yeah.
Disney World is Florida. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars is back tonight on ABC. It's 80s night. Who is the host?
Tyra Banks.
Yes. 4 out of 5. All so you right. win by one.
Man.
Oh.
So close,
brother.
Man.
All right.
A for effort, Daniel.
Daniel, appreciate you playing, brother.
Thank you, guys.
My
name's Daniel from Pflugerville, and I can't beat Butch.
All right.
Oh, but you did great.
Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, Tony the Tiger. All right, coming up next, y'all. It's Waiting by the Phone, so this is going to be interesting. He wants to know why she is on again, off again. She's red hot for a week, and then she disappears for a week. And he's like, I don't get it, because when I'm with her, I like her so much. So not necessarily ghosted, but we're going to find out why. It's a Waiting by the Phone you don't want to miss, and it's the other way in 6 minutes. Only Mix 94.7. Good morning. Back at it with our most popular segment here to help out those that have been ghosted. If it's you, reach out to us, and we will help get you answers like we're doing right now for Drew. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Drew.
What's up, Drew?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
How could you have a bad date with a girl named Reese?
Seriously.
Yeah, you think. I mean, she seems great. She's super fun. We talk a lot when we're on, but the thing is, that's just it. When she's on and she's great, and I feel like $1 million, and then the next minute she'll be off, so it's either one extreme or the other. There's no middle ground, and right now she's off, which just means I'm not really hearing from her, you know, and I'm not sure why.
So she hasn't completely ghosted you. She's just very wishy-washy.
Correct. Yeah. I almost feel like I get ghosted every other week, if that makes sense. But
oh,
I feel
that
like
sucks.
Yeah, that's really bad.
It's almost worse than getting ghosted all together at once, because it's like, you know, dangling something in front of me, and then it's like, nah, yep, you're ghosted. And then dangling something in front of me, and then, nah, you're ghosted.
Right. Because she's awesome 1 week, and then bad the next. Mm.
Correct.
Sarah, Reese, as in Witherspoon, who seems like the sweetest. I've only known sweet Reese's.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they're the pieces and then Witherspoon. So there's never been a bad experience with a Reese.
Gotcha.
And even the peanut butter cup.
The peanut butter cup's the jam.
Well, it's the best of all the Reese's.
Oh, man. I'm so happy now just talking about all those Reese's.
Woo! Well, we'll see if we can still stay happy once we talk to this Reese. Hang on, let's give her a ring.
Hello?
Hello, Reese?
Hi, this is Reese.
Hi, good morning. It's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne. We're doing the morning show on Mix today.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Well, we've got Drew on the phone for our segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're trying to help him out because he said that, Drew, you want to say hi, by the way?
Hey, Reese.
Hi.
Just to let you know, the reason that we're calling you is because Drew contacted us. Now, we're not going to ambush you. We're here on nobody's side. All we want to do is help bring you two together to have a conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm like kind of confused because like Drew's not my boyfriend. Like we're like dating-ish, you know? Like we haven't really set any like rules or expectations or like how to talk about like being exclusive or anything like that. Like we're just kind of like having fun. Hmm. I thought.
So are you dating other people?
Yeah. I mean, like I'm out there like dating guys.
So like how many guys?
I mean, just plural is already enough.
Well, I know, but I'm just wondering, like, is Drew part of one or two dudes?
Dude.
Or is he a part of an elementary classroom?
It's still acceptable though. Like in Drew's mind.
Well, if what she says is true and they have not had that conversation, then It's only fair.
I know, but it just sucks for Drew. I feel for him.
It does, because it for sure we haven't had that conversation, but it's like everything we do in the weeks that she's on, I think to a normal human being with common sense, you think, oh, this person really likes me. This person's committed to me. You go on certain trips during a week, or she'll spend three nights a row over, you know, or like we'll go to dinner, you know, and it just feels like for a week, like I have a girlfriend, which is weird. And I know we haven't had that conversation, but being in that position, I'm like, oh, okay. And then for it to be pulled under the rug, and then the next week being brought back again, it's super confusing.
Sure, no doubt.
I mean,
this is the problem with not defining the relationship.
I thought we were just having fun. Like, it's not like there's guys lined up out my door. You know, I go on maybe like one or two dates a week.
Jeez.
So then do you go back to Drew in between dates?
I guess. I didn't really think about it like that. But yeah.
So Drew's like your backup.
That's awful.
He's the fire extinguisher, as I say, in case of emergency break glass.
Oh.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you know, but maybe now y'all can have a discussion and discuss if y'all want to get more serious. But it doesn't sound like she does. I don't want to assume, but it sounds like she's enjoying her life.
Yeah, I
feel so bad, Drew. I wasn't trying to hurt you or anything. I just kind of, you know, we're young. I didn't think we're in a place to, like, get married or settle down or anything. I just thought you were out there doing the same thing, and I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm really sorry.
I get it, and I'm on the same page. Like, I know we never had those conversations of, like, oh, let's get married, or, oh, like, let's really, like, be exclusive. It's just, you just make me feel a certain way. I honestly, this sounds so cheesy and cliche, but, like, when I'm with you, I feel like I'm with you, and, like, nothing else really matters, and you're just that person. At least you were right now, so.
Okay, so let's not be so quick to give this up, right? If this is a feeling that you have, then why don't the two of you... Well, unless, Reese, are you just not willing to commit right now?
Drew is really great. Like, Drew, I think you're so awesome. I think we have a really great time. But I also have a great time with other guys, too, and I just kind of want to see what's out there. I'm sorry.
I'm so sick to my stomach, bro.
Oh, God.
Well, that's fair, though.
That is fair. I'm not going to shame her. I get it.
Yeah, it's fair, but whatever. Drew shouldn't stick around.
I'm not.
Good.
And no offense to you, Reese. It's just it'll be too hurtful. It will be too hard for you.
See, yep. and that's the decision that you are entitled to make, just like it's Reese's decision to date other guys. And the bottom line is, you know, what are you going to do to make yourself happy? And are you willing to stick around because Reese does make you happy? Or are you realizing that your self-worth is finding a woman that's committed to you?
The second one, for sure.
And I'm so sorry, Drew. I wasn't trying to hurt you, I swear. But, like, I'm young. I'm not ready to get married. I don't want to be tied down. I'm so sorry. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.